Did you shout out to Jeff Vaughn?
Jeff Vaughn!
Yo!
Happy Father's Day, big guy.
Hey, Adam.
Even though you're a patch fan, we still love you.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Adam. All right, everyone. Happy Father's Day to everyone. Have a good week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 5 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County with the L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos. Enjoy outstanding daytime racing every Friday through Sunday until July 5th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Every Saturday features a stakes race, including the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 27th. Our on-track handicapping contest will also be held on Los Al Derby Day. You can win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest rules are at losalamitos.com. Celebrate the first weekend in July with a special Independence Day program on Saturday, July 4th, featuring the Grade II $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. When the sun goes down, the fun continues with weekend day and night doubleheaders. Tonight, catch the Grade I Ed Burke Memorial Futurity as top juveniles face off, led by kindergarten winner Call Me Candela and fastest qualifier Zionsville. Join us Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through July 5th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. For more, go to losalamitos.com.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Kong. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Happy Father's Day out there, where it applies, and hopefully you can spend some good time with the family and maybe think about going racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. First post time today for an 8-race program is at 1 o'clock, and this is opening weekend of the L.A. County Fair Meet, comprised of 3 weekends. We'll come to a crescendo July 4th weekend, and on July 4th, Saturday, the big one, the Grade 2, $200,000 Great Lady M, and we have assurances some of the top jocks in the country will be there for that one. Very much looking forward to it. Speaking of top jocks, a guy who
really caught fire relocating back to Southern California several months ago. Joel Rosario was off mount yesterday, traded text messages with his agent, Billy Castle, this morning. Apparently, Joel had some connection problems with Delta. But according to his agent, Bill Castle, Joel Rosario is at Santa Anita this morning working horses. He's on a number of live mounts today, and we do fully expect to see him at Los Alamitos later this afternoon. Well, the big race yesterday, certainly in North America, had to be the $500,000 Ohio Derby. It's a Grade 3 event now at Thistledown in Ohio. And it was the Steve Asmussen condition. Chip Poncho under Jose Ortiz running down a very tough Ocelli. Now, Ocelli, this is a maiden. He now has about 800, and well, we had it written down here. Anyway, his earnings coming in were $729,000. So you take 20% of $500,000, that's 100 grand. So his earnings now a little bit north of $829,000 from nine starts, a maiden, Ocelli, conditioned by Beckman Whitworth. So congratulations to the connections there. He ran a big race, but was second best to Chip Poncho. Our local feature was for California Breds at a flat mile, and boy, hats off to Phil D'Amato. He runs 1-2 in yesterday's Bertrando Stakes, again at a flat mile. The comebacking Shea Brennan, really sharp off the bench, went to the lead. A lot of people thought he'd be tracking the speedy Coach Cronin, but that was not the case. Coach Cronin was the even money favorite under Mike Smith, but Shea Brennan just dominated the proceedings, winning off by 3 1/4 lengths over Phil D'Amato's other trainee, Speedy Wilson. Armando Ayuso up for Phil D'Amato. He had his choice between Speedy and Shea. He and his agent, Mike Ciani, went the right way, and at 5-2, Shea Brennan, much the best, returning $7.60 to win. Congratulations to Julian Leperu, his first ever win at Los Alamitos yesterday for the Sean McCarthy condition. Big reflections in race number two. A lot to talk about. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. John, happy Father's Day to you.
Thanks, Mike. Happy Father's Day to you and to all the dads out there. And beautiful day today, so everyone should enjoy it and enjoy it with your families.
Yeah, that's kind of the hope. I'm going to be at Los Alamitos today with my two guys and looking forward to it very, very, very much. Also going to be on the pre-race seminar with Kurt Hoover. That'll be at about 12 o'clock noon Pacific on the Simulcast Network. You know, some kind of mixed feelings heading into today and particularly in the next week, John. I was never able to go there, but Aqueduct, known as the Big A, I remember as when I was a little kid, they had some great racing there, some of the best horses in the world, the top riders. Today is the penultimate Sunday at Aqueduct with the Belmont, the Belmont at Aqueduct meeting. So it's going to get a little bit emotional, but next Sunday's it.
That's it, Mike. I mean, I grew up in Aqueduct, going there every day with my dad and my brother, and so it has a lot of meaning to me and a lot of great memories at Aqueduct, and it's going to be sad to see it go. I mean, it's kind of like when Hollywood Park disappeared. I moved out to California. I absolutely loved Hollywood Park. It wasn't as nice as Santa Anita, but it was just a great racetrack to play. Same thing with Aqueduct. It's not Saratoga. It's not Belmont Park. But it's just a track that you like. You know, you get comfortable there. You have friends there.
Yes.
And it's going to be sad to see it go. It,
you know, that what you just mentioned there, that is, you know, a glaring hole in our game now, because about 95% of our business is, you know, it comes in through the phone and so on. Most people just don't go to the races anymore. And it was such a great vibe at places like Santa Anita, Hollywood, Del Mar. I can tell you out here. Let me ask you, John, as a kid, the advent of the OTBs in New York, I used to hear they're on every street corner. That killed the on-track attendance at a place like Aqueduct, didn't it?
That was the start of the end, Mike. Unfortunately, you were able to go literally every block or two, find an OTB shop, go in and play. And but it was never the same. At Aqueduct, every day, the same group of guys, four, five, six, eight guys, whatever it was, they would always show up. And it was kind of an extended family in a way, you know?
Right.
You get back and you want to help guys and you play the same horses or you bet against each other, whatever it is. But it was like, you know, it was just a camaraderie that unfortunately is not in this game anymore.
And along with that, John, I know a lot of jockeys, if they're listening, they're not going to agree with me. I kind of miss the heckling, John. I do. I mean, you used to get those big crowds, and man, they'd get on Shoemaker because he wrote a lot of chalk. Same thing with a guy like Don Pierce. And, you know, it was just stuff you kind of laughed about afterwards.
Yeah, people would stand on the sides and scream at him and curse him, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, at Saratoga, they actually walk through the crowd to get back to the jocks room. Obviously, in this day and age, they're accompanied by security and everything
else. Yeah.
But they walk right through the crowd. They sign autographs. They shake people's hands. You know, there's some connection. So that's what makes Saratoga special. But, again, we are going to miss Aqueduct greatly.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, John, we're underway here at Los Alamitos. You know, I was really impressed with Shea Brennan. That was pretty late by Eastern time for you, but this horse was sharp off the bench, went right to the front under Ayuso. I think the original plan was to stalk, but I can remember Mike Smith relating something Eddie Arcaro told him years ago. Don't never take nothing away from a good horse that comes naturally to him. And that was a classic case yesterday.
I agree with you, Mike. They took him out of his game plan, and I think it had an effect. And listen, take nothing away from the winner off the layoff. He ran super. I kind of like Speedy Wilson, but I'm not so sure he wants to go that far. And maybe the fact that he was off of Lasix had something to do with it. But again, you know, congratulations to Phil D'Amato. He ran 1-2, and that's a terrific training job.
And, John, looking ahead, I've got the PPs for next Saturday, Stephen Foster. It's a $2 million race next Saturday at Churchill Downs. I'm looking forward to getting your thoughts next Saturday with John Lindo and Bob Ike on air here with Thoroughbred LA from 9 to 10 Pacific. This is going to be a hell of a race. The reigning horse of the year, Sovereignty's in there. White Abario, who just beat Sovereignty in journalism on the square in the Grade 2 Oaklawn Handicap on April 18th. Throw Baeza in there. It looks like he's training up a storm. Second off a long layoff and second for Bill Mott. This is a really, really good race. Can't wait for it. And, of course, Magnitude coming back off victory in the Dubai World Cup for Asmussen.
It's as good a field as you'll see, Mike. I mean, listen, I have to tell you, Baeza's first start from Mott, he ran unbelievable. He got left in at the gate, if you remember.
Yeah.
He made a huge move. And guess what? Saturday, he's getting Flavian Pratt back aboard. And who knows how good this is? This horse really is. White Abario beat Sovereignty on the square last time out.
Yep.
But Sovereignty was coming off of a long layoff. And everybody knows the way Mott trains. He's not going to have him squeeze. But this week, I have a feeling he's going to get him squeezed, and you're going to see the best of Sovereignty. I can't wait for the race. Certainly want to watch it.
John, in this era of the Breeders' Cup and everybody pointing to the back half of the year, it's not often we get a confrontation like we're going to have next Saturday, June 27th, in the $2 million Stephen Foster at Churchill.
They're putting up $2 million, Mike. That's some kind of race. It's a Breeders' Cup race. Let's really tell the truth.
It is.
I mean, you know, these horses are going to be back in November come Breeders' Cup time with certainly most of them. So it's just kind of a preview, I guess.
Well, John, we'll get your thoughts on Los Alamitos toward the end of the show. I think you heard me mention Joel Rosario, according to his agent Bill Castle, will be at Los Al today, so we don't have to worry about replacement riders there. But where do you want to go for your first selection here in hour one?
By the way, Bill Castle is doing a terrific job. He just took over the book for Rosario.
Yeah.
Rosario had all those years, you know, with a Hall of Fame agent, if there ever was one, and Ron Anderson. But listen, Billy Castle does a great job. And obviously, this guy has just got a second lease in life. He picked the right time to come to California. He caught Sadler when Sadler caught fire. It's kind of like when Jaramillo came to California and he hooked up with Doug O'Neill
when
he was on fire. So everything in life is timing, you know, and timing works out right. And good for them. That's all I can
That's
say.
A great call, anyway, great call, John, because, you know, it's a cyclical game. John Sadler has always had great success with Rosario. It seemed like the Jock had just gotten stale. He comes out here, he's back with John, boom, boom, he's on live mounts, it starts clicking, and you get that momentum going, and you can just feel it.
Absolutely, and he's picked the right time. He's riding into Del Mar on a high, and that's what you want to do, and hopefully everything stays the way it is, and I'm happy for them. He works hard, and results are paying off.
All right, I want to get high with a little bit little bit of cushion in the bankroll. Where are you going to take us?
Let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct, race number 2, 1 3/8 on the turf. And by the way, a beautiful day in New York. I love the number 5 horse in here, Protective Custody. This is a 4-year-old filly from the Shug McGahee barn. She's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. McGahee is coming off of a horrible meet at Gulfstream. However, since returning to New York, he's 7-23. All his horses are running well. Jose Lascano aboard to ride number 5, Protective Custody, wins today's second race out at Belmont at the Big A.
1 3/8 on the grass, idyllic conditions, according to John. They're at Aqueduct today, post time listed at 1:38 Eastern. John says it's number 5, Protective Custody. Tell us about the website, jonhardwon.com.
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, we have Belmont at the Big A, and we have Los Al Selections.
John, thanks so much. We'll talk to you a little later.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. And right now we're going to head up to Seattle and check in with an old friend. He's the director of media relations at Emerald Downs. His name is Vince Bruin. He actually directly preceded me in my role as director of publicity at Santa Anita, a longtime friend. Hey, Vince, good morning. How are you up there?
Good morning, Mike. Happy Father's Day to you. Everything's good.
Thank you, sir. Listen, I was wondering, what the hell is Emerald Downs doing on the front of the racing form? What's going on here?
Well, hold on.
I'm going to answer. It's a rhetorical question, Vince. 10 races, and you've got 9 $50,000 stakes backloaded, races 6, 7, 8, 9, with $50,000 for each race, and some very familiar names to Southern California racing fans. You know, I'm seeing Mike Puch. I'm seeing Sam Scolamari. He's got a great chance with a 3-year-old filly in the 9th race. Kevin Krieger up there, I assume, doing well. Tim McCann, I think he's 12-25 at entry time, Vince. Frank Alvarado, my favorite jock of all time, as you know. He's very much in evidence there. He's up from Turf Paradise. Set the scene a little further, if you can, there at Emerald, Vince.
No, you're right, Mike. Yeah, we've gone to the kind of the new thing nationally where you try to line up all your stakes in one day, and we have 4 of them. So this is our first of 4 Super Stake Sundays. You mentioned race 6, the Budweiser, 7, the Hastings, 8, Auburn, 9, Seattle. 6-9, special all stakes, 50 cent, pick 4.
Good.
And then on top of that, also with race 6, we have a pick 5 carryover, which is unusual. So our last 5 races are $14,685.24. So, good field size. Just about everything is sold out here today, and it's going to be a great day for us.
I mentioned Sam Scolamieri. As you know, Vince, he bases at San Luis Rey Downs. He's got a filly by the name of Too Sassy. She won the graduation last summer at Del Mar and did it handily under Umberto Rispoli, who we understand is nearing a comeback. Too Sassy comes off a sharp win up there at Emerald and a classified allowance. She's 9-5 with Silvero Amador. I got to tell you, though, I think I got a long shot, a live long shot here for Tim McCanna, who I mentioned earlier, Southern Anton with Frank Alvarado. I mean, she blitzed a Maiden 25 crew. I know it's Maiden 25, but sometimes with these fillies, when they get sharp, look out. And she's 15-1 on the morning line in the 9th race, which goes at 5:50 Pacific. Your thoughts on that race called the Seattle?
Yeah, and Sam Scolamari, as I mentioned, did ship up Too Sassy. Talking to Sam, he had a little trouble finding races for her, and he shipped her up early all the way back in March. And he's in the house today. I just saw him. And
good.
I'm trying to remember. He had a do you remember a mare called Our Summer Bid that he had many years ago that ran some huge races at Santa Anita, always at a big price. So Sam goes way back. And he's always been kind of an under-the-radar guy. But he's got a very good horse and Too Sassy. Yeah, Tim McKenna. I think he's now 13 for 27 at the meet. He also has Alluring Valentine in that race. And she's run three straight improved races at the meet, so she's also live for Tim today.
Well, just your opinion on Southern Anton. Does she fit with these? I mean, she just comes off a maiden claiming win, but a hot barn, and she got a good buyer, 63.
I think she does fit. Yeah, it's a step up. But one thing you know about Tim, we've talked, Mike, he spots his horses well. If she wasn't up to it, she wouldn't be in the race. Robert G.A. Jones, that owner, he's a longtime Northern California guy. He won a race here yesterday with a horse called Kristen Lee with Tim at a pretty big price. So an improving horse, yeah, I think that's something on a spread ticket you could throw in.
Right. Hey, Vince, before I get a best bet from you, I want to talk maybe your political/economic situation. Do you still have the purse help from the Muckleshoot tribe, that casino right there near Emerald Downs? If so, is this the last year? What's happening?
Yeah, in fact, I can see the casino from my office window up on the hill. They still contribute 20% of our purses. So,
wow.
If say we had a $20,000 race, $4,000 of that is coming directly from the Muckleshoot tribe, who also own the land and the racetrack here, and they've been good overseers for us. But yeah, they are still in. In fact, they're in for some major capital improvements at the facility here. So you know, a lot of horsemen here, because of bull crops, and they can see what's happening on the West Coast, are very concerned about the future. But the vibe I'm getting is we're good here for the next several years.
Well, that is very welcome news indeed. As you know, your neighbor just to the north there, Hastings, they're out of action. But I understand you're going to have a BC day late in your meet?
Yeah, and we will. And we also tried some Northwest bred races for horses bred in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, or British Columbia to try to stir some economic interest in the sport and give them a chance to run for some good purses. So they've been a nice contributor to the track this year. You can even see their presence in the stakes races today,
right?
The Canadian Invasion.
Okay, for people getting involved today at Emerald, first post time for a 10-race card up there at Emerald Downs near Seattle, 1:50 Pacific. I mentioned guys like Kevin Krieger, Frank Alvarado. You've also got Isaias Enriquez, who was a regular down here quite a few years ago. Who are the hot jocks right now earlier in your meet?
That would be Silvio Amador. People would remember him maybe from Northern California.
He was down here as well for a while, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he's got 27 wins. He's had three straight multiple winning days. You mentioned Kevin Krieger. Adrian Castellanos, so I believe, won a title at Pleasanton. He arrived here mid-season last year, and he's winning at a 23% clip since then, and including a positive ROI. He is a strong finisher. Blake Nunley, his mother, Jennifer Nunley, is a trainer here for many years, and he's really improved tremendously over the last couple of years. And Carlo Lopez, another guy who had a big meet down at Phoenix, also is having a good meet. So the depth is pretty good. Kevin Orozco is a fine rider. He's having trouble getting some mounts. He's got a couple live mounts and stakes races today. And then you mentioned Frank Alvarado, who I think is at 4,146 career wins now.
Nice, nice. And Vince, how about a best bet somewhere on the 10-race card today?
Okay, this one, I'll go to race 5. It's a filly taking on the boys, Someday Lady. The owner of this horse, Claim to Fame Racing, I don't know if you remember Jeffrey Sangara, the owner who's had Bud Royale, Blue.
Very much so, with Ted West, yeah.
Yeah, his son, Kevin Sangara, with Hastings Posing, they've come down from Vancouver and formed a group called Claim to Fame Racing.
They love the game, Vince.
They love the game, and Kevin is doing an outstanding job of getting people involved. He's designed an app, and people are very welcome at the barn. The communication is great. And they got several horses, including this filly, who was a stakes winner in B.C. She's taken on the boys today mainly because they want to, instead of sprint, they want to go a route of ground. So she's got a pretty good shot. Her first out of the year, she kind of had a compromised trip. So I think with a little more room to roam in the stretch today, she's got a look at a pretty good number for okay. Mike Puich.
Yeah, that's 10-1 on the morning line. Someday Lady. And I guess the Singara family, they're racing now under the heading of Claim to Fame Racing, right?
Well, yeah. Jeff is still in Southern California with Craig DeLossi, and his son Kevin has formed Claim to Fame. And,
nice.
Yeah, and I think, you know, he's an extremely talented young man and the kind of people we need in the game. And he's got a big personality, and the clients he's developed are just have a blast at the races. So it's fun to see.
Vince, I just got a text message from an all-time Washington bred. This one with two legs, a member of the Washington Racing Hall of Fame, longtime morning line maker at Santa Anita, columnist with Daily Racing Form, trackman, John White. And he informs me today is Vince Brune's birthday. Is that correct?
That is correct, and I believe it is also John White's birthday today. and I got a text message from a June 21st, 1975 race featuring Turbulator.
That's his all-time favorite horse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy, it sure is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, John, one of the all-time great Washington breds. He and Joe Withey are just, in terms of publicity in our region, are outstanding.
Well, they love the game, to put it mildly. I hope to get up there sometime soon, Vince. In the meantime, want to encourage everybody, hey, check out Emerald Downs today, an outstanding 10-race card. And once again, tell us about that all-stakes pick four. That'll be races 6, 7, 8, 9, correct, Vince?
That is correct, 50-cent all-stakes pick four, and then a pick five carryover beginning with race 6 as well.
Okay, first of 10 today at 1:50 Pacific. Vince Brune, we got to talk more often. All the best to you today, and again, hope to see you soon up there.
Yeah, appreciate it, Mike. Have a great day.
You as well. Hey, we're late on the break. We'll take it. Coming back strong with John Lindo. But before we do, I want to remind everybody, listen, fans, check out the Data Eel. It's fantastic for anyone new to horse racing or for longtime fans of the sport. Data Eel calculates race cards for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada every day. Data Eel race cards are simple to read. The algorithms do all the hard work handicapping the races for you. So just focus on planning your betting strategy and enjoying a day at the races. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. And check out Data Eel's brand new website, built to give users a better experience and a clearer understanding of Data Eel cards. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com. Or visit horseracingsimple.com.
They got wings coming down is the hardest thing. With good old days.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
At Los Angeles. I don't know how these guys do it. My sincere thanks to Chris Monreal and Elliot Kams. If you listened to John Lindo yesterday, just an unbelievable hour of in and out bumps with the legendary band Chicago, man. I really enjoyed it. And speaking of John Lindo, he joins us right now. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Mike. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day to our listeners.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, John. Special day. I'm looking forward to meeting up with my two guys over at Los Alamitos, and a lot to be thankful for. And, you know, while we were in the break, I looked up Shea Brennan. I was unaware of this. It's called a prequel series quite some time ago. Now it preceded the blockbuster hit Yellowstone called 1883, and Sam Elliott played Shea Brennan. And, boy, kind of a politically incorrect description of this guy. Obviously, this series appealed to Nick Alexander. You know, he said he was Shea Brennan, a central character in the Yellowstone prequel series 1883, a hardened Pinkerton agent and former Union Army captain who leads a wagon train of immigrants, including the Dutton family, on a perilous journey from Texas to Oregon, haunted by the deaths of his wife and daughter from smallpox. He's a tough but compassionate leader burdened by PTSD who guides the settlers while seeking his own path to peace. Hey, good on Nick Alexander. And boy, does it pay to own and breed here in California. Nick can tell you that, John.
Well, that's for sure. And Nick will also drive you to Google. You have to look up some of these names to figure out what's going on.
But yeah.
It is. He's a history lesson naming horses. It's awesome. And congratulations, Nick. Good guys. He supported the California breeding industry for decades. And it's just fun to watch him win. And he ran 1-2 yesterday with Shea Brennan and Speedy Wilson in the Bertrando.
And if you like Shea Brennan off the bench, you got rewarded here in a five-horse field. We had a scratch off of the program. You got almost 3-1, a $7.60 win mutual on Shea Brennan under Armando Ayuso. And, John, I just want to share about 16 seconds of sound. Orlando Gutierrez, who's coming right up, hooked up with winning jockey Armando Ayuso and asked him about the way the race unfolded. This is walking back to the jocks room yesterday at Los Al after the $100,000 Bertrando.
Yeah, he's a really good horse. You know, he usually comes tactical, you know, just forward position in the middle. But today he bred really well. He was a fresh horse. So I just let him do his thing. He was doing it easy, so I just let him do it. And then at the end, I had a lot of horse.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
And there you have it again. You got a horse who's coming off the bench. I think the original plan was to try and stalk the speedy coach Cronin. But Shea Brennan breaks on top, and Armando says, okay, he's here. He's liking it. This is what we're going to do. He dealt the cards all the way around there, one off by 3 1/4 lengths.
I loved him yesterday, Mike. Now he's been 3 route races, and he's now crossed under the wire first in all 3. He was DQ'd out of the win in the Cal Cup Derby last year at Santa Anita, but he wants 2 turns, and he did. I used to do the right thing. You take away Coach Cronin's best advantage, and that's to put him, that big horse, on the lead. When he didn't let Mike Smith make the lead into the first turn, obviously they had to change tactics a little bit, and I think that's where he won the race.
Yeah, well, I do too, and a solid final time, John. 135-3, the splits. 23-3, 47-1, 11-4, 7/8, 123-3. And Phil D'Amato, you know he's got to be elated with the way this guy ran fresh.
And there's a good Calbert Stakes program down at Del Mar this summer, so he'll be ready for that. And beware when you cut Speedy Wilson back around one turn. I think that's what he wants.
I agree,
so.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be loaded for the stakes races down at Del Mar.
And you know, John, as for Shea Brennan, he picks up $60,000 for the win. So his earnings getting up close to $350,000. Owned and bred by Nick Alexander here in California. This is a 4-year-old colt by the Grazing Stallion. Tough Sunday out of the old Topper Mare. Remember him, top sprinter with Nobles Freewood. Out of the old Topper Mare, Kerry Rose. Shea Brennan going to be our cowbred of the morning, John.
Absolutely. That's cowbred breeding through and through, and that's Nick Alexander breeding through and through. He's had a number of productive broodmares, and Kerry Rose, another one carrying the mail for the Nick Alexander stable.
And, John, you get up to the South Point quite a bit, quite often with Bob Ike. Steve Johnson on a little bit of a well-deserved hiatus right now, but I know they are absolutely bustling, but they do have rooms available, folks. And they treat you right there at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. That toll-free number to call, it'll put you right into the race book, 866-780-7223. Tell them you heard about it here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles, and you get that horse player rate up there at the South Point, John.
Well, we've got the 4th of July coming up in a couple of weeks here, and that's a Saturday, so you can get out there early. A lot of people have that Friday off. Get out and make a 3-day weekend out of it. If you've never seen the fireworks show in Las Vegas, it's worth going out and checking out. They light up the city.
Yeah, no question. Hey, John, I mentioned with John Hardoon a little bit about huge feature race this coming Saturday at Churchill Downs, the Grade 1, now $2 million, Stephen Foster at 1 1/8. How about Whyte Abario, who just beat Sovereignty in Journalism in the Grade 2 Oaklawn Handicap on April 18th? Reigning Horse of the Year, Sovereignty. We've got Baeza. He ran huge in the Grade 2 Alashiba on Kentucky Oaks Day there at Churchill May 1. He's going to get Flavion Pratt. This will be his second start as well for Hall of Famer Bill Mott, taking over from the recently deceased Hall of Famer John Sheriffs. And we've got Steve Asmussen's Dubai World Cup winner, Magnitude, in there with Jose Ortiz. This is going to be an incredible showdown at Churchill this coming Saturday, June 27.
How's that for a lineup of older horses, Mike?
You just don't see it anymore, John, in front of the Breeders' Cup. You don't.
You really don't. If you come up in the summertime like this and have a face-off, it's fantastic. And it's a mile and an eighth. It's kind of in the ballpark for all those horses. I'm really looking forward to seeing that. Part of a 12-race card.
Yeah.
A lot of stakes races at Churchill next Saturday. That's must-see TV.
John, let's get to it. Who do you like for radio today?
I'll go right to the opener. 1 o'clock first post time at Los Alamitos. In the first race, number two, See Through It, gets back to Los Alamitos. This is where he does his best racing. He had a little bit of a, just kind of a prep over the Santa Anita turf last week. Throw that out, put him back on the dirt at Los Al. You see, last year he did the same pattern where he was beaten by 9 lengths at Santa Anita on the grass, came right back at Los Al and won. He's doing the same thing this time. Joel Rosario is supposed to be here for the mount. I guess he's in town, so we should be okay. At I think at 5 to 2 in the morning line, he's the third choice in the wagering. Number two, See Through It, race number one at Los Alamitos.
And I exchanged texts with Joel's agent, Bill Castle, earlier. He assured me Joel is here. He's on horses, he said, this morning at Santa Anita, and he will ride at Los Alamitos. So that's good news for everybody.
Absolutely. He's been on a roll. And I tell you what, he rode those turf sprints for John Sadler over at Santa Anita like nobody's business.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, John, looking forward to the show. Bob Eich will be back with you next Saturday, and a lot to preview here at Los Alamitos, and of course that big, big race at Churchill Downs on Saturday.
A huge card tonight at Los Al. Looking forward to hearing to Orlando Gutierrez. You know, they've got the Ed Burke tonight, one of three stakes, so I'll be listening. I'm looking for some help.
Yeah, $960,000 up the Ed Burke for Futurity. Thanks so much, John. And let's go to him right now, Orlando Gutierrez at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Hey, Orlando, good morning, and congrats. Off to a good start with the Thoroughbred meet. Thanks for that little bit of sound with Armando Ayuso, who won yesterday's Bertrando with Shea Brennan. We just used it. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Mike. Thank you so much, and happy Father's Day to all the listeners and yourself as well.
To you as well.
A great card tonight at Los Al, Mike, with an 8-race program starting at 5:40 p.m., and like you and John were talking, some excellent races, including one of our richest of the meet, the $960,000 Ed Burke Memorial Futurity, and a really great lineup of runners here with some Father's Day storyline tied in. Trainer Lindolfo Diaz, he qualified 3 horses, all of them owned by his dad, J. Francisco Diaz, and he really likes the number 3 horse, Flying Dynasty 1-2-3, Lindolfo, that is, out of his 3. And the horse is 20-1.
Yeah.
He admitted that last year they didn't have as good a stock as they do this year, so great to for Lindolfo and his dad to be back with a solid, solid trio. And Mike, the favorite here, the morning line favorite and the fastest qualifier is owned by Tucker Ed Allred, number 5, Zionsville, for trainer Jimmy Glenn Jr. And young rider Cesar Ortega, and a lot of listeners will know Cesar Ortega. He ran a lot of thoroughbreds a few years ago, but he started out with quarter horses. And Jimmy Glenn asked him, hey, you got to come back and ride some of these quarter horses for me, Cesar. Listen, came back, and he's been doing tremendous. They formed a really good team, and Jimmy just loves the way that he handles pressure. He says he never cracks under the pressure. Every time that he's got a favorite or a solid horse, he delivers most of the time. And there they are together with the 5, Zionsville, the morning line favorite. And Jimmy also has another runner in this one, number 9, Friend Indeed. And he's actually my top selection in this race, a 6-1. Just love the way that this horse has been so consistent. He ran a solid second in the trials, but he's a winner, and one horse that I think will get better and better and better as the year goes on. He's definitely bred to go 400 yards, you can just get a nice start here. He's going to have that power to finish really well. And he draws the outside post, Mike.
And yeah, he's got the nine, and you're going against Dr. Allred's other homebred, or not homebred, but he owns the fastest qualifier, yeah. Zionsville. He's 7-2. I thought that was kind of generous, but you're getting greedy. You're going for 6-1 here on the nine, Friend Indeed, and the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity goes at 8:56 tonight, Orlando.
It does, Mike, and that's just one of the three stakes races that we have on the card. In race number 7 is the Ed Burke Memorial Juvenile. It's the consolation for the Ed Burke. And, one horse that I did not mention in the Ed Burke final, MP Just Rockin', the mother of this horse, won the 2019 Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity Cartel Just Rockin', and this year has a qualifier here in the Ed Burke final, and also has the one to beat in the juvenile, just one Famous Eagle. So we've been waiting for this mare to start really producing some standouts, and here she's got two of them on the same night, on a big night, running in back-to-back races. The number two horse, Just One Famous Eagle, both of these runners for her just look really, really good. So it could be a double for the mare. In race number 6.
Hold on, Orlando. Orlando, let me just cover this, too. Number 2, MP Just Rockin', is the 2 and the 8 horse. And out of the same mare, Just One Famous Eagle is the 2 horse in race number 7. But I got to ask you this, because it is a little bit confusing. People say, wait a minute, how does this mare have 2 foals the same age in on the same card? Well, the breeding situation with quarter horses has changed. If you can give us a little thumbnail on that, I think that would help, Orlando.
Yeah, there's artificial insemination, frozen semen that you can ship as well. So you can get an egg from multiple embryos.
That's the thing. Mares, yeah.
And also purchase semen from horses from out of state. And you have it. You can get more than one horse from the same mare. It could be from the same sire.
So, Orlando, you get a fertilized egg, and then you have a host mare. I don't think I'm using the right word there. But that's how that happens in quarter horse racing.
That's exactly right, Mike. That's exactly right.
They harvest that fertilized egg. Anyway, let's move on, Orlando. An 8-race card. You guys get underway at 5:40. You were about to go to another race.
Yeah, I was just going to mention really quickly the third stakes race that we have, the Vandy Splash, a $25,000 race for 3-year-olds. And the number 4 horse, Fireworks Over Paris, looks like the one to beat. Running the Kindergarten Futurity last year, finished 2nd. Showed a really nice kick at the end of last year, and this will be his first time out as a sophomore. So that's the one to beat in the Vandy Splash, race number 6. And again, we are going to be kicking in the $10,000 into our Pick 6 pool, a tremendous promotion that we've been very fortunate for all the fans to welcome and to jump in the pool with us. Last week, the total pool in the Pick 6 was $77,000. And it just seems that every week it just gets stronger and stronger, Mike.
And Orlando, I want to tell you this. Ruben, your maitre d' in the Vassals Club, I've been knowing him since the early 90s over at Hollywood Park. Does an absolutely sensational job. As you know, that's the kind of job for a special kind of person. I would encourage people, if you haven't made Father's Day plans, give Ruben a call in the Vessels Club now. I left him a message yesterday, Orlando. He got right back to me, 714-820-2681. I don't know if there's any tables available, but if there are, Ruben will see to it that you're taken care of. Encourage people to come on out to Los Al on Father's Day.
Absolutely. I was walking around the Vessels Club patio yesterday. It was just such a fun atmosphere. And right away, you get welcomed by Ruben Arcila, who's extra happy right now because the Colombian soccer team looks really, really good. And he's a native of Colombia, so he has an extra smile, an extra pep in his step. He's just having the time of his life right now. So, yeah, call Ruben. Give Ruben a call, 714-820-2681. He will welcome you with a big smile right now.
Okay, and Orlando, thanks so much for all the support. I'll see you over there. Looking forward to doing the pre-race seminar with Kurt at 12 noon. And all the best to you. Happy Father's Day.
so much, Mike. Happy Father's Day to everyone.
Okay, thanks. We'll hit our final break this hour, and then we're going to be heading to New York, the Big A, the penultimate Sunday, the curtain coming down a week from today on the legendary Aqueduct there in New York. We're going to be checking in with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Kurt Hoover from FanDuel, top of the next hour. A whole bunch of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with another exciting night of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing. And coming up is the final of the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, June 21st, led by fastest qualifier Zionsville and kindergarten winner Call Me Candela. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at Los Alamitos. The Ed Burke Memorial Final, Sunday, June 21st. Great racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Sater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's Kimo's is a steak grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
Yes, indeed. Final segment, Thoroughbred LA. Don't panic, folks. We'll go just a little bit past top of the hour here with Matthew DeSantis. Want to pass along a public thank you to my good friend Pete Perella, along with his wife Evelyn. They oversee Legacy Ranch up in Clemens, California, near Sacramento, where the LA Angels will be taking on the Sacramento A's at about 1:07 this afternoon. You can catch it live right here on AM 830, home of Angels baseball. Legacy Ranch, they've got an outstanding stallion roster. Clubhouse ride just rolls on. They've got the recently arrived an outstanding multiple graded stakes winner, and another multiple graded stakes winner by the name of Forbidden Kingdom. His first foals are on the ground now at Legacy. Folks, go to their website, legacyranch.com, or give farm manager Terry Knight a call in the office at 209-759-3315, and you can take a look at what all Legacy has to offer the California owner and breeder. As advertised, we get back to Aqueduct, the Belmont at Aqueduct meeting. Say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Hey, Matthew, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. So good to be talking to you here. And the days are winding down at Aqueduct, but we're enjoying every moment of it.
I sure hope you are. I understand you've got idyllic weather conditions today on what I've been dubbing, correctly so, as the penultimate Sunday of racing ever at Aqueduct.
Yeah, it could not be more beautiful out, fast and firm conditions, and wonderful conditions for Father's Day. Real nice card, and I know it's an emotional day because a lot of fathers and sons had their first time out to get the track together at Aqueduct.
And affordability on everybody's mind. We need to make some money. Nine races. You get underway at 1:10 Eastern. Where do you want to go for radio, Matt?
Well, let's get data winner. Let's go to the last race. Race number 9 on the card, 5:16 p.m. Eastern, 2:16 p.m. Pacific. 6 furlongs on the turf, maiden special week for New York bred fillies and mares. I really like the number 5, Midtown Mischief, 5-1 on the morning line for trainer Mike Maker, Ricardo Santana Jr. up on the mount. This horse is coming off a layoff, having not run since August of 2025, but that debut race this one ran in produced 4 eventual maiden breakers, including a next out winner, Celtic Dawn, who won the race and then followed it up with an allowance win and a turf sprint stakes victory. And oh, by the way, the second place horse also ended up being a stakes winner. So this was a very productive race at Saratoga. Maker is outstanding off the bench. This horse gets Lasix for the first time to show good speed, and I think gets on after running in an off turf race at Saratoga over a sloppy track. So I'm a big fan of number 5, Midtown Mischief, at 5-1.
You won me over. That race goes at 5:16 Eastern, 9th race, number 5, Midtown Mischief. And tell us once again, how do we get signed up for Naira Betts?
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download the Naira Betts app. Use the promo code BONUS200 to get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. And make sure to opt into all of our promotions every single day at track across the country.
Matthew DeSantis, thank you. Can't wait to talk to you on the final day at Aqueduct. The Belmont at Aqueduct meet wraps up a week from today. Thanks so much and good luck today.
Thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
All right, we'll step aside real quick, like as advertised. We're going to our come out roll here in hour two is going to be with the one and only Kurt Hoover of FanDuel TV and much more straight ahead. Don't go away.
Some say life.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County with the L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos. Enjoy outstanding daytime racing every Friday through Sunday until July 5th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Every Saturday features a stakes race, including the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 27th. Our on-track handicapping contest will also be held on Los Al Derby Day. You can win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest rules are at losalamitos.com. Celebrate the first weekend in July with a special Independence Day program on Saturday, July 4th, featuring the Grade II $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. When the sun goes down, the fun continues with weekend day and night doubleheaders. Tonight, catch the Grade I Ed Burke Memorial Futurity as top juveniles face off, led by kindergarten winner Call Me Candela and fastest qualifier Zionsville. Join us Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through July 5th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. For more, go to losalamitos.com.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Welcome back once again. A very pleasant good morning, everybody, and happy Father's Day again where it applies. We got a lot of ground to cover here in hour two on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman. My next guest, longtime co-host in a variety of settings, joins us right now, and he will through the three-weekend meet on air here from Los Alamitos. Kurt Hoover on loan from FanDuel. Hey, Kurt, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. Right in settings just means you're old and been doing it for a long time, right?
Indeed. You know, Kurt, speaking of that, I don't think you were ever there. I know I wasn't. Did you ever make it to Aqueduct?
You know, Mike, unfortunately, I never did.
Yeah.
It's interesting you said that because like a week or so ago on the Pollock Report, there was a real nice piece by Richie Migliori talking about his memories of Aqueduct, how much he enjoyed riding.
Saw
and grew up there virtually.
Riding over there from Brooklyn with his dad as a little kid,
right,
telling
Mike,
his dad, I'm going to be a jockey someday.
Yeah. And
you know?
I said, Rich, I really enjoyed that piece. It made me kind of think of Hollywood Park in a way. Not the same thing, Mike.
I know.
The track that's gone, right, that you think of, you have those great memories. Anyway, to answer your question, long-winded no, but I wish I would have.
Yeah. You know, Curtis, you know, I owned a bar in Arcadia while in partnership with a great guy, Mark Mandela. He owns the first cabin up on Huntington Drive. But we had this place. We had a lot of racetrack pictures, and a few of them from Aqueduct, Kurt, winter 1967.
Wow.
There were no off-track protocols, Kurt. I mean, racing was an outdoor sport. They played it.
Yes.
We had pictures courtesy of a guy named Bob Sechrest. He was working for his dad, Randy Sechrest, who was a prominent trainer back then. He actually had a horse named Bold Bitter, a multiple stakes-winning son of Bold Ruler out here at Santa Anita. Woody Stevens had him back east, but had pictures of Randy Sechrest-trained horses ridden by Lafitte, a very young Lafitte, a very young Angel Cordero, and Kurt, in the words of Wayne Harris, a racetrack that looked like it had mud that was hip-deep to a tall Indian. I mean, it was wet, muddy, miserable, and those guys competed.
Yeah, Mike, like I said, somebody asked me the other day how many tracks I'd been to, and I'm going to write them down and make a list. It's a pretty good list, but Aqueduct didn't make it, and I wish it would have.
Yeah.
You know, I texted back and forth with Richard Migliori, who I got to know pretty well, work with him years ago at HRTV. Quick funny story, Mike, the Mig was out here. We were covering a race in Sandy, and I can't whatever race it was, but he was here. So I took him up to the press box. Come on, Rich, let's go up to the press box. We'll get some overnights, get some stuff, get something to eat. So we go up there. So we're going down that catwalk, you know, that leads from the press box to the elevator. Earthquake. Right as we're on that catwalk, Mike. And I found out later the Mig had never experienced an earthquake. And it wasn't a 7.0, Mike, but it was good enough. And as you know, that catwalk's not too stable to begin with. And I tell you, Mike, he was as white as the PPs I'm looking at right now. He just froze and looked at me. I said, "That's all right, Richie. It's just an earthquake. It'll pass." It's so funny, Mike. When I texted him, I reminded him of that. He said, "LOL." He started laughing. He said, "Yeah, being an East Coast guy, I'd never experienced that, but we're used to it." But oh man, it was funny, Mike. It just stuck in my mind for that. Had to be 20 years ago.
Oh, it's more than that. I can't remember exactly when. You know, he rode out here one winter, and
that's
was just a pleasure to deal with. He won the opening day Malibu. I couldn't tell you the horse, but he was just a class act. Ended up being the all-time leading jockey at Aqueduct, and that'll be forever. I think right around 2,400 wins at Aqueduct alone.
Wow.
Anyway, Kurt, hey, we're at Los Alamitos now.
Yeah.
I enjoyed your interview after the races on the Simo Signal with Armando Ayuso, who rode Shea Brennan. And I texted you later, you know, not only did the horse run huge, but this jock, he is handling himself really well. In my opinion, we really saw his complete emergence at Santa Anita this winter. It's great to see a young guy like this just come to the fore, and he's hitting on all cylinders. Looking forward to having him full-time here at Los Alamitos and then down the road at Del Mar.
Yeah, 100%, Mike. I thought he had a really good meet at Santa Anita. I agree with you. He established himself as a top rider. He battled for the riding title of the Hollywood meet down on closing day with Antonio Frasu.
Yep.
I think the horse that kind of got him rolling, Mike, last year was Midnight Mammoth, that nice stakes horse of Craig DeLossi's. He got won some big races. He rode him in the big cap. He got just his business picked up. And, Mike, he's a very versatile rider, which I like. Turf, dirt, he's always in good position. He can finish. He handles himself well. Just a very polished guy. And I really was interested in the answer to the first question, Mike. As you know, you've done zillions of interviews as I have. Sometimes they're just standard. You think, well, what am I going to ask here? I said, how did you choose between these two horses with Speedy Wilson and Shea Brennan? He said it was a very tough choice. And my agent and I talked over. We had a very tough choice. But we thought Shea Brennan was the better one going two turns, which is how I handicapped the race. It does make it easier when the owner and breeder and trainer are the same on the two, right? That makes it a little easier. But still, it was a tough choice, and both horses ran well. I thought it was a good race, Mike, a really good Bertrand to wrap up yesterday's card.
And, Kurt, that's a tough call because, as anybody can see in the chart, Speedy Wilson ended up going as the second choice at about 8-5, and Shea Brennan got off at almost 3-1. But, you know, Ayuso and his agent Mike Ciani were right. Speaking of leading riders, Kurt, I meant to mention this in hour one. I don't know if you saw it or not, but Juan Hernandez got his first winner ever at Royal Ascot. And you know that is a huge deal for Wesley Ward on Friday. A horse named Baccio going 5/8 on turf there. And the horse was favored. But really, really happy for Juan.
Me too, Mike. I've got to know Juan very well the past maybe 2-3 years. He is a class act. I know we use that cliche, but it's true. He's a class act.
100%.
So well. Right, Mike? He's a pleasure to talk to. Very glad to see that because, as we all know, that is big time when you win a race at Royal Ascot. That's up the high as it gets in this world of racing, and it was really, really good to see that Juan Hernandez got one of those over there. I think he rode three for Wesley.
He did, right,
Mike? I know he rode a couple. Yeah,
he rode three, and can't wait to get him back. I know he's going to be riding the Great Lady M on July 4th over here at Los Alamitos. Kurt, don't want to get too melancholy or whatever, but you know, Christina Blacker, along with Joaquin Jaime, they took a few minutes yesterday. To me, it was first class on the FanDuel set before they had a shift change with Mike Joyce and Nick Hines coming in. And they acknowledged a guy that you know well, Tim Herrera, who's served as you all stage manager at the various tracks. He's worked the pan camera at Del Mar for so many years. And they took time to acknowledge him. They put Tim on camera. I ran into Tim walking into Los Al on Friday, and I kind of had no idea. He said, "No, this meet is it for me." And he thought he was going to go to Del Mar and shoot Pan. That's not happening. But Tim is a guy like Joe Chile, who people in racing know. These people make you all's job a lot easier.
100%, Mike. I know on closing day at Santa Anita, Christina and I were on for the final time over there together. It was very melancholy for both of us. Christina virtually was born there. I mean, she was born across the street, I think, Mike, when her dad was riding there. I started at Sandy and I was, in high school. So we had a goodbye, too, and talked to Tim because he was there, too. And Tim Herrera, for people to know what a stage manager does, Mike, everything, right?
Yeah.
From making sure the lighting's right to making sure you got a cup of coffee. We've taught a couple of them how to run bets when we're stuck on the set. I mean, they talked about that. Right? And over the years, Mike, there's been a couple that really didn't want to be there, and you know how that goes. That can be a long afternoon when you got somebody like that.
Yes, with an attitude, and how come I'm not doing this or that.
Exactly, yeah. Mike. Yeah. And Tim Herrera, the opposite. I'm going to really miss work with him. Mike, I've worked with him. I can't count the years now. It's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
And he's one of many people who are losing their jobs because of our network getting out of racing. And it's really tough, Mike, because I've worked with these people a long, long time. And it just becomes part of your life, especially the good people. Like, all the people who work with are so
That's
good
right.
at their jobs and care about it, Mike. And, again, you did it for many years. And you used the term that I used the other day when I was talking about being in the trenches, not being up in the office somewhere, not being at the corporate headquarters, not being – you're there. You're on the ground dealing with what's going on. You got to know the people. You got to know the angles. Like, you have to know what's going on. And when you got people around you like Tim, that helps so much, right?
It really does help. It just kind of bedrock. And, Kurt, I tell people this, and it's not, but it is a little bit. It's almost to me like being a cop, being in racing. Let's face it, this is kind of a closed little world. And everything outside is different. And you've got relationships and everything with people that you've known and interacted with for decades. And it's just different out there in regular society. It is.
No, Mike, it is. We were talking about in the set at Sanita closing day, like the real world. Like, all of us said that to some degree. Like, I don't know what I do in the real world. I haven't done it for 4 years. I've been at the racetrack. And I would say it's kind of like the circus because, Mike, of the moving around and, you know, the same people go place to place. And you get a different place to live when you're one place, you go another place. It's totally different, Mike. And you've been in it longer than I have. When I'm done with all this in November, it's going to be an adjustment because it is such a lifestyle. And as you know, Mike, you have to love it because you give up holidays, you give up weekends, you give up a lot to do that. And I'm not crying about it. I'm just saying that's part of, you know,
what the job
that's
is. The drill.
That's it, Mike. I mean, I was thinking about it today. You know, much I love my dad. He passed away 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I think about him every single day, Mike. And I was thinking, you know, there were some Father's Days I should have taken the day off. And you just fall into that routine of the track. You know how it is, Mike. I have to tell you.
I do.
You experience it, too. But, I mean, along with it, to your point, Tim Herrera and many others, Connor, who's been our cameraman for a long, long time. He shoots the interviews when I go out and do the interviews.
Yes.
Again, those people make your job, Mike, because if they don't know what's going on, it's, you know, it's a scramble, grabbing a guy, and the guy doesn't know what he's doing.
That's
So, you know, Joe Chili, another guy, every single person on the backside knows him. You go ask for an interview, you go to somebody's bar, sure, come on in.
He's a step ahead.
It used to be like that.
Joe Chili, he's a step ahead, Kurt.
And you know, it didn't used to be like that. When I first started, it wasn't like that. It's changed so dramatically, and I guess, Mike, I'm going to miss it. I'm really going to miss the people immensely. I'm not going to miss a lot of the corporate nonsense. I got to be honest about that. And the day-to-day and the long drives that I make. No, I won't miss that. But, man, the people, I'm really going to miss, Mike, the day-to-day just being at the racetrack.
Some of the corporate incompetence, I don't want to get too far into the weeds here. I'll get in trouble. But just abject incompetence, coming in with a swagger when you have absolutely no background in this game anywhere.
Right.
And you're not fooling anybody. Anyway, we'll leave it at that, Kurt. We are here at Los Alamitos, opening weekend of the LA County Fair Meet.
At a carryover, Mike, a carryover. How about that?
Yeah, there is. What is it, 27,000?
19 and change, just under 20, Mike.
Okay.
19,800, but just under 20,000 for publicity purposes.
Been terribly remiss. This is the first time that we're mentioning it this morning. And the pick six.
That's the reason you had me on.
I know.
One good reason I was on. Instead of reminiscing, Mike, we mentioned the carryover.
Get me back to heel. That'll be races 3 through 8. First post time at 1 o'clock. And Kurt, you know, I'm just looking forward to getting over there again today. I'm going to spend a better part of the day with my two kids and a guy named Clay Brinson, who I know you know from years ago. He's training now over in Arizona. His brother Gary's the starter, but looking forward to hooping it up a little bit, really.
That sounds like a good game plan. I understand I have a special guest on my seminar today, too. So that's good news, too.
Yeah, I referenced that. I'll be with you at 12 noon. Orlando sent me a late text. I said, I'm doing the workout. I did actually jump in and look at a lot more tape. So there's some really interesting races today, Kurt. Let's get to it. Who's your best bet for radio today?
I'm going to try and build up the pick six bankroll, Mike. I really like the horse in today's first race. Kick off the card with a starter. 8 at 5.5 furlongs. I really like the bottom horse, number 6, Jaguar John. You look at his form and you wonder, how in the world is he eligible for a starter 8? Well, if you get his lifetime PPs, the very first race of his career, April 27th of last year, Steve Miotti ran him from maiden 8 at San Antonio when they were right in those races. He won for fun. He's never been close to that tag again. That's why he's eligible. It looks to me almost, Mike, like the race was written that way. It's a claiming of 8 or less lifetime, not 20, not this year. It just looks like a perfect spot for Mike. I love he's drawn outside. He's had, what, almost 2 months in between races. His work tab is steady. The barn's going good. It's a good race. I mean, I respect both Hey Brother and See Through as an absolute pro, but I just really like the condition spot for Jaguar John, and he's second choice in the line. So 2-1 on Jaguar John, Mike. Hopefully a winner. We get some money for our pick six bankroll.
And Kurt, for whatever little it's worth, this was my top selection in here as well. And the key is the same condition, thing. As you noted.
Right.
Non-winners of an $8,000 claiming race or less, lifetime. And
yeah.
To me, that's good for the fans, too. That's pretty easy to process. Some of these conditions, I mean, they get so, you know, nuanced and long. It's like, what does that mean even? You know, this is pretty simple. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a blue pen. I always mark conditions, Mike, and sometimes I'm making 3 or 4 marks, but I don't even really understand this condition. I've got to reread this thing. This one's easy, Mike, and look, I don't know. I looked in the condition, but this race was not in the book today. There is a race like this on July 5th, so it just seems to me like this race might have been absolutely set up for a nice spot for Jaguar John. Again, I respect See Through It. He's a pro, and Hey Brother's coming off some good races, Mike, but let's try and be right about Jaguar John and kick off the card today.
And, Kurt, I'm a little bit older than you. A guy by the name of Harlan Savari was the head coach with the Rams when I was a little kid. Jaguar John Arnett, I think he went to Manual Arts High School here in L.A.
He was a city guy for sure, Mike. Yeah,
and he went to USC. He was an unbelievable open field runner, returning kickoffs, punts, but if he got free in the open field, and he was at his best when he was cornered, corralled, and seemingly dead, he found a way. He was so incredibly evasive. He was also a gymnast, so he had upper body core. I would encourage him, but he just Google John Arnett, NFL, and NFL Films did a thing on him years ago. There's film of him, Kurt, doing things between the lines you just can't believe. You know, he was small by today's standards. Yeah, but when he was with the Rams, the number one pick, I think probably 1957 or something like that, he played in several Pro Bowls, and then he ended up with the Chicago Bears, you know, so...
Yeah, one of Nick Alexander's horses. And Nick was out there, so it was nice to see Mike.
It was.
I look, in this day and age, I know stakes sometimes, but he ran 1-2 with horses he owns and bred in a $100,000 stake.
Mike. Love it.
That's pretty cool accomplishment. Right? And I noticed he had his whole family out, Mike, and they looked really proud. You could just tell kids were there and relatives, and they were really proud and happy that their dad or uncle, whatever, grandfather, whatever, had won that race.
Hey, Kurt, always a pleasure. We'll try and get the money with Jaguar John, number 6 in race 1 today at Los Alamitos. Look forward to doing a seminar with you at about noon. Thanks so much.
Same here, Mike. Enjoyed it as always. I'll see you at Los Al.
Okay, sounds good. Let's get up to Santa Anita. Say hello to Andy Harrington, private clocker on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
And what about the volume on the track today? A lot of people out working?
Yeah, I think we're going to be good as far as quantity for Del Mar. There's a fair amount of horses. Even they ran last week from Thursday through Monday, which takes some out of the workout population the following week because they've run, so the horses run. We still have a lot of horses. So I think quantity is not going to be a problem for Del Mar. Quality is a whole other matter, but I think we're good.
Yeah, and of course Bob Baffert's going to be there, but I don't think it's going to be like years past. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, no, I as I understand it, he's going to have the same amount of horses based in Kentucky. He's going to ship into Saratoga. Apparently, he's not going to Saratoga. But, yeah, no, I you know, even Jimmy Barnes' assistant isn't exactly sure, to be honest with you. I think Bob's going to do his usual audible eyes. You know, there's still a grade one Del Mar Futurity at the end of the meet.
He'll be there.
It's a big kettle of fish, so he'll be represented. Don't get he may have his A-minus squad there, and you know what, he's got a house in Del Mar, and you know, do you want to spend your summer in Kentucky or do you want to spend your summer in Del Mar? I don't know. You know, I don't think that's much of a choice.
We'll let him answer the question, but we know how that's going to go. He'll be out here quite a bit, I think. Hey, listen, let's get to it. A guy like you going to be busy fielding calls about the third race. A field of 6. They're 2-year-olds going 5/8. They're all first-time starters, but I want you to go where you want to go for radio today, Andy.
Yeah, well, let's go to the third. I'm not going to take the third race, but I doubt they're going to beat the Baffert first-time starter Hughes.
$675,000 Keeneland Yearling.
Yeah, cheapy by Bob standards, but there you go. I Lastro was really, really good and galloped out really well. They're going to have their hands full beating them. I haven't seen a lot of horses because they're over Los Al. So, I've seen, it's going to be difficult. For my radio play, let's go to the last race, which today is the eighth race on the card, and there is a Craig Lewis horse, the four horse near Caught a Ride. He's well past fit. He's worked with a whole bunch of horses in his barn, beaten most of them for the level 50. It's more than fit. They see fit to get Joel Rosario to take them out. I got a whole set of drills on the source, and Craig Lewis doesn't really show you too much in the morning, so the fact that I got some positive comments is an added benefit. So we're going to go to the eighth race, number four, Caught a Ride, for the Craig Lewis part, and the horse is at 9-2 on the morning line, so I thought that was a fair price in this maiden 50 field.
Andy, that's all I need, because here's a comebacker, and I've got her on top. She's by Clubhouse Ride, but in looking at her tape, of her last race, she's only run twice. Craig debuted her in a Cowbred Maiden Special October 5 at Santa Anita. That was on the grass. Then they came to Del Mar. She was 11.5-1. And I'll tell you what, she more than tipped her hand there. She's quick. She did lug in a little bit turning for home, but got a ton of ability, it looks like, for this level. The Seidner family, 6S Racing, homebred by Clubhouse Ride. Caught a Ride, going to be Andy's best bet for radio today in race 8, number 4. This race goes at 4:40 at Los Alamitos. Tell us about the website, Andy.
Sure, nationalturf.com. Got a scouting report of all the horses. We've got a report for up there for Los Alamitos also. It's a little threadbare because I'm just over here at Santa Anita and don't have works on the Los Al horse. But, you know, maybe something will pop up and you can use it in your morning, your afternoon wagering. So, nationalturf.com.
Andy, enjoy the day. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
You bet. You as well. As we go to break, folks, on your way back home after being at the Derby Room out at Fairplex Park today, if you're a little bit hungry, you might think about Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. They're right off the corner of D Street and Foothill, behind In-N-Out, right next to Stater Brothers. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza. Next up, Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com from Las Vegas, Bob Mazursky, and we're going to be checking in with Chris Murs, Executive Director of the Maryland Racing Commission. He'll be right in front of Jonathan Hardoon. We got a whole lot of shows straight ahead. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Hosting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Sincere thanks to Elliot Kams and Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A making things happen. Listen, folks, if you're having people over at any time this summer, you might have a family gathering scheduled for Father's Day. What about July 4th weekend? I kind of sound like that guy who used to pinch it for Ralph Williams, Ford, and Encino. But anyway, if you're going to have people over, you don't want any issues with your plumbing. Maybe you need to be proactive. I know you need to get a hold of my good friends at Western Rooter, family-owned for more than four decades. Go to their website, westernrooter.com. You're going to see well over 400 five-star reviews. They are available 24/7, year-round, commercial, residential. They got you covered. Western Rooter, they're on time and under budget. If you give them a call right now, anytime, at 626-648-5499, tell them you heard about it here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. They'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Family owned by Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And so is Bruce Finkelstein, who's based in Las Vegas. On behalf of BetOnBruce.com, he joins us right now. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Happy Father's Day, Mike, and to all the dads within the listening audience. Really appreciate dads.
Happy Father's Day to you as well. Bruce, I don't know if I ever asked you this. Did you used to go to the races with your dad when you were little?
Oh, yeah. He's the reason I'm in this position. Right? He loved the races. My dad
was
a brilliant.
Don't hold a grudge, but
I was the underachiever. He was the brilliant aerospace engineer. Worked for all the top companies. Worked on the Apollo missions and
really?
All these planes. Oh yeah, he's incredible. And he loved the races. So Yeah, we went back. I think we started going to the races mid-70s at Hollywood Park, maybe 1975 or so. Hollywood Park summer. He loved it. We had such a good time.
Yeah.
He's where I am. He's the reason I am where I am now.
Exactly. And did he, did he follow a guy like Gordon Jones and Harold, or what did he do, you know?
I'm not even sure. He wasn't a great handicapper, but he's a good bettor. So he kind of like, you know, I kind of was looking at Gordon Jones and the consensus in the Herald and trying to learn in the beginning. We kind of mixed and matched. Maybe we talked to a few people at the track when we got there. So
right.
Not much of a method to his madness. He just loved to play, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and the interaction and so on and so forth. Boy, those were the days. Hollywood was averaging 30,000 plus a day in the 70s, Bruce.
I remember we had to stand in the apron, Mike. There was nowhere to sit at Hollywood Park.
Yeah.
So we would practically stand all day on the apron. It was, I tell you, you got to work out from that. But it was such fun. We went practically every Sunday to Hollywood Park during the summer meet, and then end up going to Santa Anita also. But, yeah, great memories, and the racing was amazing back then.
Were you there the day Seattle Slough got beat?
I was, and I remember
Seattle Slough was beaten.
Yeah, I think there were chairs bolted down on the apron, right?
At Hollywood
Park, metal chairs, and I think they were. You had to buy those. Those were reserved, I think, back then.
Uh-huh.
I remember standing up on the chair, and yeah, you couldn't hear yourself scream. That was one of the loudest crowd noises I have ever heard at a racetrack before. And I think a lot of people bought tickets that day going in, Mike, on Seattle Slough for souvenirs.
Oh, yeah.
They were just going to keep the ticket and
not
even cash it. It turned out they were kind of worthless after the race was over.
This is a true story. I didn't intend on going here, but he was trained at that time by Johnny Adams, and Shoemaker rode him. And Shoe told me one time, he said, you know, they should have left that horse. I think it was El Peco Ranch. They should have left that horse with Johnny. They ended up giving him to Laz. But he was a speed horse and kind of a goofball, and he threw horses that were very similar. But a friend of mine by the name of Larry Schatt, who was a big, tall guy, he had a brother named Randy who rode up north, was a jockey. Yeah, I'd never believe they were related. But Larry told me that Shoe came by Johnny Adams' barn that morning. That was the swap stakes. 1977, trainer Billy Turner did not want to run Seattle Slough. He'd just coming off winning Triple Crown. And Shoe told him, he said, I can say this. He said, we'll beat that sumbitch today. And, man, was he right. Shoe put him on the lead. It was over.
J.O. Tobin on his day was spectacular. Nobody, even if Seattle Slough ran his race, I'm not sure he would have beaten him that day. Mm-hmm. In fact, I remember, he ran in the Preakness, J.O. Tobin. He washed out something terrible in that race that day when Seattle Slough beat him. And I remember, Mike, in between the Preakness and the Swaps, they wrote an allowance race for J.O. Tobin during the week. It might have been on a Thursday. And Shoe carried about 103 pounds on the turf. And I remember it was like a workout. I remember driving down there to see J.O. Tobin win, and he prepped for that race. And that was a winning bet. I was a big fan of Tobin, like I said. He was an enigmatic horse. On his day, he could be anyone, but then again, he had some, you know, flops along the way.
Oh, yeah.
So, I would say that the top five memories of being at the races, that's right up there, the J.O. Tobin defeat of Seattle Slough.
Well, let's make some more memories today on this Father's Day, Bruce. I know you like to head out of town for your first selection.
Let's go to the ninth race at Churchill Downs, Mike. This is an allowance race at 7 furlongs. And I think the play here is the 2 Envision for Bill Walden. Bill Walden is actually an up-and-coming younger trainer. He's the son of Elliot Walden, who was a distinguished trainer. I think he runs Windstar Farms.
Will Walden.
If I'm not mistaken, right? Interesting backstory about William Walden. Mike, he's 36 years old. He had a substance abuse problem. He was a college basketball recruit. I think he was in a substance abuse program for years and years and years. He's, you know, kind of, you know, defeated his demons, and he's become an outstanding trainer, Bill Walden. And he's having another good meet here at at Churchill Downs. He's winning at 32%. Envision is a horse, Mike, that debuted at Turfway the day after Christmas on the synthetic. He drew the rail in a crowded field. He wasn't super quick the first couple of strides out of the gate. He kind of rushed up in on the inside right, but right behind horses. He snaked between the leaders at the top of the lane. He switched leads. He won like a pro very easily. He's a white horse. He's very easy to see. I've watched him. Now, he's been away a while. I've watched him in his dirt workouts at Keeneland. I've seen a few workouts. He has really trained well. He's quick. He changes leads. They haven't asked him very hard. I think today, coming back with Lasix, with an aggressive ride, he can make the lead here. And I think even though his speed figure isn't all that strong, I think he's fully capable. And maybe that lowest speed figure gets our price up a little bit. So race 9, the 2 Envision at 6-1 on the morning line.
Okay, at Churchill Downs, and that race supposed to go at 4:50.
Double, a bankroll builder double. Field of 6, we saw Shea Brennan come off a fairly long layoff and win. I don't mind the layoff horses here, Mike, at Los Alamitos, horses that maybe have been, targeting this meeting over horses that maybe ran a bit at the end of Santa Anita. Number 5, Berry Valley, has been away. She's a 7-year-old mare. She's been away just short of 13 months. She's won off an 8-month layoff before. She's very versatile. She's won on all 3 surfaces. She can handle the dirt. She, when last seen, was winning one of these Calbred allowance races at a mile and an eighth. She's lightly raced, but she's got a heck of a record, winning 5 of 15. Mike, there's a workout I liked against an older male horse by the name of Mongolian Altai on June 1st. She outworked that horse. I thought she looked really good training. That's what kind of put her over the top for me. Let's go with the fresh horse, and maybe he's been pointing for this meet. Number 5, Berry Valley at 3-1 on the morning line.
And that race, race 2 at Los Al, supposed to go 131. Tell us about BetOnBruce.com on this Father's Day.
Full card analysis at Los Alamitos with late races from Churchill, or if you want just bets at Los Alamitos, those are available. And also, if you just want Churchill Downs, we have that option for you also today, all at Bet on Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. Enjoy the day.
Take care.
All right, next up, a notable father and grandfather joins us. Our good friend Bob Mazursky heads up the publicity efforts for the daytime operation at Los Alamitos. Bob, happy Father's Day, and hope you're able to see the family today.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Same to you and all the dads that are listening. Yeah, I got to see them yesterday, last night.
Nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. Were you at Hollywood when Seattle Slew got beat?
I was there with my mom and dad and my grandparents who were from New York. My mom's parents were here. He was a big racing fan. He's the reason I got into racing. They were here for that. So, yeah, it was a hectic day, very crowded, and it was very loud when Seattle Slew got beat.
No. And it was tough getting out of that parking lot. Hey, Bob, we got a nice carryover, just under 20,000 today in the pick 6 at Los Alamitos. That should go north of 100,000, right?
Oh, absolutely. It'll go over that, especially since at that time of day, you know, the Eastern tracks will be closing down. So
yeah,
we'll be the center of attention, I think, starting in the third race.
All right, give us somebody to bet on.
I'm going to go to the 6th race. I like number 4, Too Much Info. Comes off a win at Santa Anita in his comeback race. I like the fact that this horse has won in the daytime here, and he also can be effective on the leader from off the pace. So I think the jockey has some options with him today. So number 4, Too Much Info in race 6.
Bob, looking forward to seeing you over there. Thanks so much. It's great to be back at Los Alamitos, albeit for a short period of time.
Oh, absolutely. Look forward to it. We'll see you soon, Mike.
Okay, see you over there. Bob Mazursky from Los Al. Before we break, listen, fans, check out the Data Eel. It's fantastic for anyone new to horse racing or for longtime fans of the sport. Data Eel calculates race cards for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada every day. Data Eel race cards are simple to read. The algorithms do all the hard work handicapping the races for you. So just focus on planning your betting strategy and enjoying the day at the races. Data Eel is horse racing simplified, and check out Data Eel's brand new website, built to give users a better experience and a clearer understanding of DataEel race cards. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or visit HorseRacingSimple.com. Sitting on the break, got to take it, and we're going to be checking in with Executive Director of the Maryland Racing Commission, Chris Merz. He's going to explain this $85,000 purchase of the intellectual rights and so on to the Preakness by the state of Maryland from Churchill Downs Incorporated. Then take two with Jonathan Hardoon. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with another exciting night of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing. And coming up is the final of the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, June 21st, led by fastest qualifier Zionsville and kindergarten winner Call Me Candela. And night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 pick six promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the pick six pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at Los Alamitos. The Ed Burke Memorial Final, Sunday, June 21st. Great racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Folks, an eight-race card today at Los Alamitos. We get underway at 1 o'clock and a pick-six carryover of nearly $20,000. We're going to go transcontinent right now. Get back to Maryland, say hello to a good friend, former director of racing at Santa Anita, and currently Executive Director of the Maryland Racing Commission, Chris Murs. Hey, Chris, good morning. All the best to you and Jeannie, and I hope you're having a great day.
Hey, Mike, good morning. Thanks for having me on, and happy Father's Day.
I appreciate that. Listen, I want to get to it. News broke on Thursday that the governor of Maryland, his office announced that the state of Maryland went ahead and exercised his option to match an $85 million offer to retain the intellectual property rights to the Preakness and Black Eyed Susan, which were on the verge of being sold to Churchill Downs Incorporated. What does this mean, Chris? And what does this mean for the Preakness, a race that its status very much in question now with a recent trend of Kentucky Derby winners skipping it to wait for the Belmont?
Well, I think the best thing that happened was the entire industry came together to make this happen. They made a pretty convincing argument to the governor, and the governor has gone all in over the last couple of years of bringing the racing industry together and making it all it can be and more. So this was a big win for Maryland. The race is going to stay here forever, which is a great thing, and it's a bet on yourselves model. So we're looking forward to getting it out there and showing what Maryland can do.
I tell you, Chris, you've heard me rail about the glaring lack, and I mean lack, of advocacy for a great game out here. This is the exact opposite, 180 degrees. We saw the governor there presenting the Voss for the Preakness, the second jewel in the Triple Crown. It looked like he was into it, and man, he obviously is. But in addition to that, what, in your opinion, Chris, needs to be done to salvage the Preakness and make sure that it's the big deal, the middle jewel in racing's Triple Crown moving forward?
I think the big thing is that it needs to be advertised a little bit more. Bring eyes onto the Preakness and bring it back as the people's race. I mean, for a long time it was known as the people's race, and that's what got the attention of it. And they got to do a better job too of promoting the races around the Preakness.
Yeah.
What about money?
What about bumping the purse, Chris?
That's all in play now. I mean, Maryland finally has control over the Preakness, so they have they're going to be sitting down here in the next couple of weeks and coming up with a whole strategy on what it's going to look like for 2027 when they race up in Pimlico. So I think over the next couple of months, you're going to see a big strategy come out to play. The TMJC has hired a lot of top-end people that have worked with the Kentucky Derby and Super Bowl and things of that nature to help really promote the event, bring in the right sponsorships, and really, make this a Maryland event that you won't want to miss.
And Chris, last thing, we saw Belinda Stronach up there on the podium. She was not interviewed following the Preakness this year. People out here want to know, is Belinda Stronach first racing? Are they going to have any involvement now moving forward with Maryland Racing and in particular the Preakness?
No, the only involvement they have is they do own Rosecroft Raceway, which is a harness track here in Maryland. But as far as anything to go with the Preakness or, the Maryland Jockey Club on the thoroughbred side moving forward, they're going to be removed from that.
Okay. Hey, Chris, we end on a high note, obviously. Listen, man, thanks for taking time. We're going to be in touch with you and really, really looking forward to Maryland Racing thriving into the future.
I appreciate it, Mike. Have a great one, and, stay tuned for what we got coming out here.
Very much so. Thank you. Appreciate it. Now we get back to Saratoga Springs. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. And, again, happy Dad's Day, John.
Thanks, Mike. You too. And that's great news, really, that Maryland's taking it back. Who needs Churchill involved there? Listen, you had the right answer a few weeks ago. Put back the $5 million bonus if you win the Triple Crown.
There you go.
You'll see plenty of horses come back on 2 weeks and run.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I guarantee you money is going to be a part of this situation moving forward. And it's not going to be less. It's going to be more.
Right, and it's such a positive sign that they stood, you know, that they stood up, and they're not letting this go down the way Churchill and other people wanted it to do. So I think it's great. I really do. And that was an enjoyable interview that you just had.
Yeah, it was. I like the way it ended. Anyway, John, come on out here to Los Alamitos. We got an 8-race card today with a little pick six carryover. Can we make some money?
Yeah, 8th and final race today, Mike. I really like the number 4 horse in here, Cotta Ride. This is a 3-year-old filly who had 2 starts as a 2-year-old. One race on the grass doesn't mean anything. The race on the dirt was better as a 2-year-old than these horses are running as 3-year-olds as far as the figures are concerned. The fact that they reached out to get Joel Rosario, to me, proves that this is a live horse here. 9-2 on the morning line. Joel Rosario for Craig Lewis, number 4, Cotta Ride, send you home a winner. Today's 8th and final out at Los Alamitos.
And a longtime client of Craig's, the Seidner family, 6S Racing. I don't know if Rick's going to be there today, but if they get lucky, I sure hope I can do a little photo bombing for the winner's circle. Getting ahead of myself there, John, no question about that. Tell us about the website on this Father's Day, JONHARDOON.com.
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Belmont at Aqueduct, Churchill, and Los Alamitos selections.
John, always a pleasure. Enjoy the day, my friend.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe.
Okay, folks, hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks to our sponsors. Looking forward to joining Kurt Hoover on the Simulcast TV seminar over at Los Al at about 12 noon Pacific. We'll be back next week. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm John Ryder. Final round of the U.S. Open on Long Island. Wyndham Clark remains the leader at 7-under, 6 shots ahead of 4 different players, including Scottie Scheffler, who fired a 69 yesterday. And even with a large lead, Wyndham Clark knows that no lead is safe with Scheffler in the mix.
I mean, Scottie's the best player in the world, and he's going to play probably really good. He always does. But it's nice to have a six-shot lead on him. But really, I'm just going to keep approaching it the same way. I mean, if I go out and you know, execute and go through my process and hit the shots I know I can hit, I like my chances.